It all began with our ancestors, the art of depiction. The earliest humans used lines to tally numbers and quantities and drew sketches on the cave walls to represent the life around them. That is why we know what life thousands of years ago was and how far we have advanced. So representation is as old as our human civilization. Chemistry only began taking its shape around the 1700s. Methods to unify chemistry representations came much later. It is quite understandable. Two persons, Jack and John, from two different corners of the world, must agree on the same structure of a molecule. Otherwise, there is confusion and needless complications. If you look closely, every molecule you can think of is made of certain basic elements gathered in some whole number ratios. This is the shortened form that only lists the number of elements without revealing the structure or how the atoms connect using bonds. Then there are elaborate structures providing a larger picture of how the atoms are arranged in space, how they are connected with respect to each other, the number of bonds between them, and their angles. It might get tedious to draw complete structures all the time. You might run out of time, space, and even mind. To spice things up, you might see other representations like wedges, dots, rings, and chains as well. So to get accustomed to the new language of chemistry, the chapter on drawing organic structures at curly arrows covers the various two-dimensional and three-dimensional methods of organic structure representation. We cover caecule, condensed, bond line, polygon, Lewis, dash wedge, line, stick model, ball stick, and more. Who knows, thousands of years from now, these chemistry representations may provide insight into our own exploration of the world.